We talked yesterday about how to deal with the nationwide doctor shortage. Could we somehow alleviate the shortage of doctors by giving nurse practitioners more authority to practice?
And 28 states are considering
this. This is exactly right. And this is something actually that our listeners obviously are considering as well. Liz has been a nurse practitioner for almost 2 decades. She posts to our site, "The only MD supervision I've ever had is a doctor who every once in a while pulls a few charts from the files of clients I've seen and mostly without paying a lot of attention scribbles his initials in it. In my current job, I have never met the MD."
And the doctor on the program was saying it's always a collaborative
relationship.
That's right. Jennifer emails, "I'd just like to say there is a very big problem between doctors and nurses. MDs are very concerned over the amount of power nurses have. A lot of money goes into the AMA, and MDs will fight nurse practitioners being called doctor tooth and nail."
The story always evolves whenever our listeners weigh in. Listeners like Jesse emails this important clarification that there's a difference between nurses and nurse practitioners. A nurse has an RN license, whereas a nurse practitioner has an ARNP license, which requires several additional years of schooling and a master's degree.
On our site, thetakeaway.org, Jeff in Florida adds, "It's not about changing nurse practitioners' scope of practice. Thousands practice today under state license, seeing patients, diagnosing illness, prescribing meds or care regimens, and enjoying often greater patient satisfaction than MDs. Frankly, they can be quite lucrative employees for the MDs who employ them. Maybe that's where the resistance stems from."
And Barb in Denver added some detail to the story. "I was appalled that your story didn't address the role of physician assistants. The profession was developed 40 years ago to address the healthcare shortage."
My sister is one.
Absolutely. "To increase access to rural healthcare, there are 73,000 practicing PAs currently who have a similar scope of practice to nurse practitioners." Absolutely fair, Barb. However, the proposal coming out of these 28 states is specifically dealing with nurse practitioners. You can follow along, continue the conversation, add your own expertise, as you always do. Reach us at thetakeaway.org or call 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Well, a lot of people have been talking about that new study we reported on yesterday that purports to prove that older people really are wiser. What do you think?
My name is Andy, and I'm calling from Goose Creek, South Carolina. I do believe that I am wiser at my age of 47 because I don't have so much going on. I'm not trying to start out in a career. I'm more calm and patient, especially with my grandchildren, and I see that in myself, and it's something that I'm personally proud of.
Andy, I'd just like to ask you, what is the meaning of life?
Not everyone agrees, though, that older equals wiser.
Hi, my name's Kelly. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I sell technology and electronics for a living, and I actually take phone calls, and I take a lot of phone calls from older folks. And although they may be wiser in some things, I've found that not only are they less reluctant to actually learn from younger people, but they're quite abrasive whenever you have to politely explain to them that they may not know as much as they think they do about certain things.
This is David Casavis from New York City. I was once asked, where do those crazy old ladies come from? And my answer was, they were once crazy young ladies.
Keep the conversation going. 877-8-MY-TAKE or visit our website at thetakeaway.org. While you're there, we have hundreds of ideas for the Takeaway T-shirt contest. We picked out the best 10. Now it's your turn. You got to choose your favorite.
The best 10 what?
The best 10 slogans, 6-word slogans that are going to go on these incredibly attractive T-shirts that everyone will be wearing. I predict,
they're the thing for the spring.
Absolutely. I predict the whole Obama family will be sporting them. Go to the website, thetakeaway.org. Vote for your favorite. The best will be on our new T-shirts.